Joined by three special guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Those guests are Chad Lorenz, Jessalee Kelly, and Julia Raby, as they are here to talk about an event coming up on September the 8th and Millapalooza, and certainly lots of things going on that day. They're here to talk about all of that. So I understand that Chad, now that he's got the Sharpie written with Millapalooza all over his forehead here, is ready to talk about and get us started here with the event coming up on September the 8th.
Yeah, so we're going to kick off the Millapalooza Festival with the Solomon Valley River Race. The NCK Wellness Center is hosting this event. It's a 15-mile bike race that's going to be out on the open paved roads around Mitchell County. We're going to start and end right in front of Kettle Coffee Shop. The registration is open until September 3rd. The cost to register right now is $50. We have handmade age group awards for the participants, along with handmade trophies for the first place, male and female. If you have any questions as far as the race goes, or if you want to sign up for the race, you can contact me at the Wellness Center at 785-738-3995, or you can email me at chad@nckwellness.com.
Hi, and I'm Jessalee Kelly from Beloit Auto and Truck Plaza, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the car show part of it. The car show is going on from 11 to 4 with awards at 4:30. We have lots of food vendors coming down. We have fun little name called the Snack Hole. They have all your deep fat fried foods that you could ever want. They have fried Oreos, funnel cakes, and of course cotton candy. We also have Bubba Q's Barbecue, and they're doing pulled pork sandwiches. We have Pet Connection doing tacos and nachos, and we have Corn Kettle doing the kettle corn. And also, please don't forget that we have the kettle will be open and Plum Creek will also be open. We're doing a super fun thing called the Kids Pit Stop, where we're going to set up a truck for the kids to paint. We also have car races with a track that's built by Fugate Construction. We also have an incredible inflatable obstacle course that Dunstan Trucking is sponsoring. We have goodie bags that are really cool idea from Stephanie from the Eye Care Center of Beloit. We're going to do kind of like a buffet line of goodie bag items that the kids can pick out so your kids don't get stuck with stuff that they would never use, like a coloring book or little tattoos. But we have lots of fun things that they're going to love to use. We also have lots of businesses from the community setting up little tables that explain their community, explain their involvement in the community. And then we also have raffle items. We are going to be pulling raffle prizes, pulling out names every 30 minutes from all the entries of the cars that are going to be down there. All the raffle prizes are a $50 value. And then a fun thing we're going to be doing is the poker run, which goes from 1 to 3. And the winners are going to be announced at 4 p.m. The prizes for that are $100 value, and they're going to be awarded to the top hands. It is open to everybody in the public. You have 5 stops, one from the Kettle, Plum Creek, Beloit Art Center, Full House, and Careers Car Quest. We also have 3 artist-made trophies that are from Frank's Rod and Custom, Ronaldo's Blacksmith Shop, and Calico Jack's Closet, and those are going to be awarded to Kids' Choice, People's Choice, and Entry's Choice. And those are going to be voted on by the public. We also have 10 plasma cut trophies that are going to be voted on by the entries. And those go to really fun awards called Holy Chrome and Custom Diamond Cherry. Super fun thing we're doing is the beer garden, which everybody's always interested in. That starts at 2 o'clock. We'll be posting all sorts of things on our Millapalooza Facebook page. And you can also email us with any questions at millapalooza@yahoo.com. And we've been really impressed with all the community involvement and excitement about this. We have over 30 sponsors. We also have 5 hot rod sponsors, being Budweiser, Gray Drug and Fountain, KVSV, FinCool, and American Ag and Auto. It's just really awesome how many different groups are coming together to make this day happen, and we're just really excited to be involved in it.
And once again, it'll be on Saturday, September the 8th. I want to make that clear because we're promoting a little bit ahead of time, so people are like, oh, that's got to be this weekend. Because sometimes people, when they listen, they're like, that has to be this weekend. And no, it's not until September the 8th, but it's going to be worth the wait when it comes to all these things that are taking place that day. And we'll be broadcasting live 11 to 1, so we'll get to enjoy what's taking place as well. Julia Raby is with us as well, director of the Beloit Area Area Chamber of Commerce. So there are more things than that going on as well that concluded there, right?
Absolutely. There are a lot of different people that are putting on some different things that we haven't ever hosted in Beloit before. One of those being the Chalk Art Challenge that Modal Art Creative Katrina Wilson is hosting. That will be held from 12 to 4. That's for groups of people 18 and older who would like to claim a 4x4 square of pavement in Beloit, and they can make it their own. So and whatever the creativity comes through chalk, not spray paint, they're going to be able to create and then be judged by the public on that. And the announced winners will happen during the street dance that night. So before the street dance, though, we're having an art and wine walk that Schnell and Pestinger, The Kettle, and the are going to be hosting. And that's going to start at Down Under. So you'll stop there. You'll get your wine glass. You'll get your map. And then you can peruse around Mill Street, stop in different stores downtown that are going to be open for you to shop. But also artists will be there displaying their work. Their products will be available for purchase, as well as bottles of wine from the different wineries are going to be sampling in these different businesses downtown. So we're super excited to have our first art and wine walk. And then we're going to conclude the party in front of Kettle with the Soul Preachers. And that street dance will go until 10 o'clock.
So I have to ask the question, and I know you and I have talked about this before, that how was this idea born? How did we come up with Millapalooza? All right.
Oh, Millapalooza. Okay. Chad started it. Chad started it. He wanted to have a bike race, and then he just wanted to have a party afterwards.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know
Imagine
what else
that.
Happened.
That's right, Chad?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we get Millapalooza?
Millapalooza came with, this is a time of year where every different town has their thing, mm-hmm. you know, where you have different festivals and different, coined phrases. And we were trying to think of something that makes Beloit. So we have Mill Street, mm-hmm. which is our main street. Mm-hmm. And so we started with Mill Street, talking about all the specific things that we were including. It's just there's so many different things. So we weren't a specific festival. So Millapalooza just kind of sums up our festival, which is the thing that we've been thinking about is come down and find your fun. So there's so many different opportunities, different interests. The bike race, if you're a health nut like Chad and me, actually, which I'm going to hopefully finish within the time limit. So we are going to start that out. But there's a car show. There's art. There's wine. There's kids activities. There's so many different opportunities that Millapalooza just kind of summed up the idea of a festival day of just so many different interests. So that's where the name kind of came.
Well, and when you do something like this, and I certainly know from experience over the years, whether through the radio station or other things, is that when you put on an event of this magnitude, especially the first time you do it, there's a lot of work involved, and then it gets a little bit easier once you establish something. Like we had an 8-man all-star game rally. We started that. That was tough at first, but then once we got going, we learned this works, this doesn't. We need to tweak it. So this is going to be the fun part. This is the inaugural Millapalooza. So I'm guessing you guys are going to be, like, have your video, or not video recorders, although you were recording right now on Facebook Live. you would have your voice-activated recorders, and I can just see Julia walking around, all you guys, note for next year. Let's not do this. Let's, do that. Why didn't we think about that? That's going to be the fun part of this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we like to call it first annual, because Chad. Mm-hmm.
First annual? Seems to be a little redundant, but yeah, okie dokie. Because that comes after the zeroth annual that you had last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I must say, we were talking earlier about advertising on foreheads, and, I look at Chad, and Chad has got his billboard for NCK Wellness Center.
Right.
He's even got his name tag in case we forgot his name here today, so that was sweet. Problem is, he doesn't have his last name on it. We have two Chads, so that's confusing, and they both have billboard material. And then Jessa Lee's wearing a Millapalooza car show shirt right here, so she's – and then what's Julia's excuse? She doesn't
has
have
too
the
many things to represent.
I know, I don't have enough space.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I think
she's doing
the,
so much.
I think she's the one that wants the advertising on her forehead, and that's why she didn't wear a shirt coming in today. No. Okay, so anything else that we want to mention about Saturday, September 8th, with Millapalooza? Anything we left out or anything else you want to add or go back over?
The only thing I could think of is that we are in need of volunteers. Mm-hmm. We haven't really put it out there yet, but we would love community involvement. If you'd like to be involved, please email us or check us out on Facebook and send us a quick little message. But we need the help. We can't do it without the community involvement, and we just would love to have you out there. And it's a good thing for businesses to get your name out there. It's a good thing for businesses to see the employees out and about and meeting the community.
What are some of the things that you need help with?
That
everything.
incredible inflatable obstacle course needs volunteers.
Yes.
I mean, the kids zone, almost every single thing in it needs a volunteer. We have tons of need for volunteers.
Sure. Online, again, you said there's a Millapalooza Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you can also email, I think each group has their own email, millapalooza@yahoo.com.
And at the Chamber of Commerce, you can call me or email me at 738-2717. And so I'm kind of like the hub of, I can get you in contact with whatever group is of interest to you. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in helping with the art and wine or the chalk or
the car show,
the kids, car show, kids zone, you know, in any specific thing that you personally or your group would want to be a part of, I can get you to those right people if you want to reach out.
And the itinerary for everything that's going on, that is or will be posted at the Chamber website and all the Facebook pages, the Millapalooza, all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right.
We'll get that online. And it'll also, the map, Schwab Eaton was great. Jesse Benedict created a map for us. It's just amazing. So with all these things going on, we really needed a great map. And so we're going to get those printed up this Friday. And we're going to distribute those at the Casey's in town along the highway. And also NCK Wellness Center will have them, Boyd Auto Truck. The main businesses involved will have those maps. And on the back of that map will be the schedule of events, so people know what's going on.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. And it's a full day of activities. And if you're sitting there going, man, that's a long day, you don't have to do all of it.
Yeah.
You can come down and check this out. There's something for the kids, something for the adults, something for the health nut, as we say, with the bike race and everything else. So there's a lot of things that are going on that are taking place here at the first annual Millapalooza car show coming up Saturday. Chad just shaking his head. I get that a lot, Chad. September the 8th over there in Beloit, Millapalooza. Should be a great, great event. And for more information, probably the best way just to contact you, Julia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Anything else to add? Good job.
Thanks.
Are we done? Good. We were not. I mean, not good that we're done, but good that Chad and I are not on the Facebook Live video part. We have faces for radio.